Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Hey. We're starting about the fourth line with the words of Rabbi Yehuda and the Vilna's daf on Gimel Amud Beis all the way at the end. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Harnes Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing where the night before Bedikas Chametz, a guy saved some goods for breakfast. The next morning, he didn't cover them, and ta-da! In the morning, they were nowhere to be found. And the question is, where does he need a check? Tzayin where tells Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Oisei Abayis Lo Yitzarch Bedika. Even that house itself doesn't need to be checked for Chametz. Nishmina Adal. Starting from the following, Rabbi Yehuda says, there was a story with a shivcha, the maidservant of a masik, which is a person who picks olives. They lived in Rimon. She threw a nefel, a child that died as a baby, threw it into a pit. And a kain came, peered over the bar to look inside to see what she threw in. Technically, she'd be tame. This is called oihel over tuma. He's now over, placed it as tuma. But the story came to the chamim, v'tiyaroi, and they said that he was tahar, because common for a cholder bardalus, a cholder is a weasel, a bardalus is some other type of animal, that they'll drag this dead baby away, and therefore we can assume that by the time the kain peeked over the bar to see what was inside, it wasn't there anymore, therefore he's not tame. It's the same thing that was a chametz the guy left over for the next morning. When he woke up and found that it wasn't there, we can assume that a cholder had dragged it away, so he doesn't even have to check that house itself. And I think Mara differentiates that's not necessarily a raya, because ratza hi achar basar ve'ino ratza achar pas. A cholder is going to go after meat, but not after bread. It likes meat, but it doesn't like bread. So who says that it dragged away the bread that he saved for the next morning? However, we could say that even if a chulda does go after meat and bread, meat it drags away and eats, whereas bread it drags away and leaves it. In other words, a chulda, when it finds meat, it eats the whole thing right away, and you don't have to worry that there's any bit of this nefel left in the bar because a chulda found the dead child and ate the whole thing. Whereas bread, even if you want to say that it did drag it away, it's going to drag some away, but also leave some because it doesn't really care so much for bread. And therefore, there's not necessarily from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita regarding the Chulda dragging away a dead child that was thrown into a pit to the case of Chametz, just because we can't find the Chametz that he had left over for the next morning, that doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to check the house at all. And in conclusion of the Sugya, Rabban Tekisar and Sebishin Rabbo, that in Chayshin Shema Gera Chulda, that according to Tanakama, the Rabbanon, we don't have to be Chayshesh that a Chulda drags something away. Uch Rabbi Yehuda Chayshin, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do have to be Chayshesh. This goes back to the Mishnah from the previous Daf, Amud Aleph, that according to Tanakama, the Mishnah, it's very clear. We don't have to be Chayshesh, a Chulda drags chametz from one place to another. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing as chayshesh that a chulda dragged away meat, he's also chayshesh that to some extent a chulda did drag chametz. And even though in the case of the meat, as we had just said, the fact Rabbi Yehuda tells us that a chulda dragged it away comes out to be a kula, because that means the nefel is not in the bar anymore, so the kohen who leaned over it to see what was inside is not tamei. That's translated to be a chumrah in our Mishnah's case. The Rabbi Yehuda would be chayshesh since a weasel does drag chametz from one place to another. Once the guy checked the room or a house or a chutzner, he has to close the door and do his best to make sure that a weasel doesn't get inside, because if he wasn't careful, then he might have to check it again. And on to Halacha Dalad, the Mishnah tells us from Meir says, Eichlin kol chamesh v'sarfin mitchilas sheish. One could eat chametz entire fifth hour of the day. This is the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and they start burning their chametz the beginning of the sixth hour. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Eichlin kol arba. One could only eat chametz throughout the fourth hour of the day. V'toilin kol chamesh, the fifth hour of the day, it's toilet, which means we just leave it, we don't burn it, but we're not allowed to eat it. It's mutar bana. You could give it to your animals. Again, you can't eat it. And then you start burning at the beginning of the sixth hour. So now the Gemara clarifies. Rav Meir says, from 6 hours and on, Erev Pesach, chametz is aser only midra banan. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, that from 6 hours and onwards, Erev Pesach, it's aser to have chametz midra oiraisa. My time with Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's shita? Where does he get it from? And that's because the pasuk says, ach bayam arishon tashbisu sa'arim batei. That on the first day you have to be mashbis, you have to destroy and get rid of sa'ar from your homes. And zeh chamisha asar. This referring to the 15th. Yom Rishon refers to the first day of Pesach, according to Rav Meir. Now, Yachom Shetachshach, you might think that you only have to get rid of chametz from when it becomes dark outside the night before the 15th. Talmud Lomar Ach, that's why the pasuk says Ach. And over here we're using Ach as a ribuy, as an inclusion, including another time the chametz is asar. Haketzad, when is this? Talmud Lefnei Shkiyas HaChama Sha'achas. Apply this to a little bit before Shkiyas HaChama. Namely, on the 14th, a little bit before Shkia, chametz is aser then as well, midah oiraisa. That's Rav Meir's shita. Now, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? That's because he uses the same pasuk, but he explains it differently. Ach b'yom rishon zeh arba asar. The yom rishon in the pasuk is referring to the 14th, and yochal kol yom kuloi. You might think that means that the entire 14th chametz is aser midah oiraisa. Tamalei mer ach. That's why we have the pasuk of ach, which is a miut. Haketzad. What's it referring to? Chol kasa yom chatzil chametz v'chatzil matzah. Split the day. Half of it you're allowed to have chametz, chametz, and the other half only matzah, meaning you got to get rid of your chametz halfway through the day. And that's where Yehuda learns that halfway through the 14th, chametz is aser midaraisa. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Macham shitasas Rameir. It seems to be we have a steer in shitas Rameir. Taman hu amar ach l'rabbi. So over there, meaning in this drasha that we just brought in shitas Rameir, he uses the word ach to be a riboy, to include that a little bit of the 14th is aser to have chametz. But v'hachu amar ach l'mayit. Over here, which is really referring to all over Shas, Rav Meir holds that ach is really a miyut. So what's going on? Why is it that over here, Rav Meir is using the word ach as a riboy? Anyhow, based on top of the Gemara answers, Amar Shul Rav Duma, miyat hoy she'enoy b'chametz. That really, even over here, the word ach is a miyut. The miyut is that chametz is not allowed to be eaten the end of the 14th. The Hainu, the whole 14th, chametz is mutter. The miyut tells us that the end of the 14th, a little bit before Shkia, chametz is asur. And that's a miyut, not a riboy. Now we continue discussing the respective shitas of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir says that when the pasuk tells us don't eat chametz on it, what's this referring to? It's referring to the eating of the carbon pesach. Since erev pesach on the 14th, there's no iser daraisa to have chametz, so it must be when it tells us it's referring to when you have the carbon pesach on pesach itself, it's aser to have chametz. Whereas Rav Yehuda says when this pasuk tells us it's referring to even the doing of the carbon pesach when you shecht it on the 14th erev pesach. There's an iser already then to have chametz, because again, according to Yehuda, the iser to have chametz mid-da'iraisa is already from midway through Erev Pesach. We continue discussing Reb Yehuda islay aseh v'lois aseh al-chilasai aseh v'lois aseh al-biyuroi. According to Reb Yehuda, there's an iser aseh and alois aseh regarding eating chametz already from Erev Pesach, and there's an aseh and alois aseh regarding destroying chametz. What is that aseh al-chilasai, the iser aseh regarding eating it? It says in the pasuk shivas yom teichal al matzos. What do we learn from here? V'loi chametz, not chametz, and call lois aseh shehu b'mikach aseh aseh. A lois aseh that comes from an aseh has the status of an iser aseh, meaning the aseh is do this, not that. So that's what we mean by an iser aseh. And the lois aseh al-chil aseh, what's this? Lois aseh of chametz. It says beferish, don't eat chametz. And again, this is referring to already halfway through the 14th. And aseh al-biyuroi, this iser aseh regarding destroying chametz, it says shivas yom tashbisu sa'arim batechem, destroy the sa'ar from your homes. And lois aseh al-biyuroi, it says in the pasuk shivas yomim sa'ar lo yimatzei batechem. And again, this is only a contributor who holds that the iser chametz midai raisa is already from the 14th. It can't be a shitas Rameir because he holds that there's no iser midai raisa on the 14th except for a little bit before Shkia. Continue to discuss. Rameir, as we already see in the Mishnah, he asers having chametz from 6 hours and onwards. He says it has to be burned then. And that's because shvias asur mishum geder. The reason why from the 7th hour and onwards it's asur to have chametz, that's just a geder. Even though really midai raisa according to Rameir, it's asur to have chametz all the way at the end of the 14th right before Shkia. We make a geder, we're being extra strict, and we say already from Chatzos and onwards, that's the 7th hour, from then onwards, we're already going to asur chametz then. So the question is, Shishas Lama, then why is the 6th hour also asur? And the suggestion is, Mishum Geder, also because of a geder d'rabanan. The question is, Yesh Gedel a geder? Do we have a geder to a geder? Another way of saying this is, do we have a gzera ligzera? If we're going to have an extra stringency to stop from the 7th hour and onwards, so are we adding a stringency onto that to stop from the 6th hour? And the answer is, no, it's not because of a geder l'geder. It's a simple practical thing. Because the 6th hour sometimes is mixed up with the 7th hour, sometimes your watch is off. If you're telling time by the sun, it could be a cloudy day, you're a little bit off with your timing, and it's a very normal thing to mix up the 6th and the 7th hours of the day, and since from the 7th hour and on is already asur midrabanan, so therefore we're going to say that the 6th hour is also asur because it could be exchanged with the 7th. Now moving to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechamishu lamala midivrehen, from the 5th hour and on already is asur midrabanan, that's what he had said in the Mishnah, which means Ashishas asur mishum geder. From the 6th hour and on, that's asur midrabanan. Why is that? Because from the 7th hour and on is asur midairaisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be that the 6th hour is asur midrabanan. The question is chamishas lama. So why is he asur already from the 5th hour, seemingly mishum geder, because an isur drabanan as well? Oh, we have the same question. Yesh gadol geder. Do we have an isur drabanan on isur drabanan? And the answer is that no. Rather, elisha chamishas mischafes b'shvias. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the 5th hour could be exchanged with the 7th hour, since, as we just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 7th hour is aser midairaisa, therefore is machmer that even from the 5th hour we have to stop. Ask the Gemara, Machav Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, seems to be we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Tamanu Amar, over there he says, Ein Chamishas Mischafes B'Shvias, that the 5th hour doesn't get exchanged with the 7th hour. But Kai Amar Chamishas Mischafes B'Shishas, over here he says the 5th does get exchanged with the 7th. The case we're referring to over there is when we have 2 Adim, one of them says that it happened in the 5th hour, one of them says that it happened in the 7th. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't make a mistake in 2 hours. The 5th hour doesn't get mixed up with the 7th, and must be that they're talking about 2 separate things that they saw, and it can't be possible they saw it at the same time. And so since we have a stira, over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds the fifth hour could be exchanged with the seventh. A person might make a mistake, but over there he holds a person can't make a mistake. So on Rabbi Yossi, he explains that no, Taman, over there we're talking about Eidos, Hadavar Masr LeBezdin. The matter is being given over to Bezdin, meaning we're talking about Eidos being given over in Bezdin, and Ubezdin's reason, Hain, Bezdin is extremely conscientious. They're very careful to check into every single minute and tiny little detail, and therefore the Eidim themselves have to be careful as well to make sure they know exactly what happened and when it happened, and therefore by Eidos, we're not able to allow a discrepancy of 2 hours because that's not considered precise. From Hacha over here, when we're talking about Bedikas or Bir Chametz, Hadavar Masr LeNashim, it's given over even to women. Women can do it. Vanashim Atzilais Hain. And as we mentioned previously in the Gemara, women are lazy. They're not perfectionists in this matter, at least. It makes a lot of sense that they'll get mixed up between the fifth and seventh hour, Erev Pesach. And that's what Yehuda says, that Erev Pesach, the fifth and seventh hours, could get mixed up with each other. Moving on to Vav Amud Aleph, another answer is, on Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he explains that Taman, Tchilas Chamishes, Soiv Shvias. Over there, when we're talking about Eidos, the reason why we're not going to accept their testimony when one said the fifth hour and the other one said the seventh is because the fifth hour guy was talking about the beginning of the fifth hour and the seventh hour guy was talking about the end of the seventh hour. And that's almost a 3 hour discrepancy because the difference between 5:01 and 7:59 is almost 3 hours. From Hacha over here, Soiv Chamishes, Tchilas Shvias, Erev Pesach, we can even be talking about the end of the fifth hour and the beginning of the seventh hour, which is basically a 1 hour discrepancy, which even according to Rav Meir, people will get mixed up. And where do we see that this is a good differentiation to make? V'tani kein, this was taught in a braisa in regards to Eidos. Shebetchilas chamesh cham mizrach v'soif sheva cham amayriv. That at the beginning of the fifth hour, the sun is still in the eastern part of the sky. At the end of the seventh hour, the sun is already in the western part of the sky. La'olam eina cham anoita l'mayriv ela b'soif sheva. The sun only turns really towards the western part of the sky at the end of the seventh hour. And therefore by Eidos, if one of them said it was the beginning of the fifth and the other one said it was the end of the seventh, they're simply talking about two different parts of the day, and that's why we're not going to accept their Eidos. But actually, if one of them said at the end of the fifth and the other one said at the beginning of the seventh, we would accept their Eidos because that's not too big of a discrepancy. Now, one more din in Shitas Rav Meir, Rav Amar Rav tells us the Divrei of Meir. According to Rav Meir, the Chametz is only Asur Midrabanon from the sixth hour and on. Hamakadish with Chametz Mishay Shai Sulamalon. Someone's Makadish a woman with Chametz from the sixth hour and on. Loya Saklom, it's not valid, it's nothing. Even though Midrei Raisa, there's nothing wrong with this Chametz, you technically can eat it and there's no issue with it. Since Midrabanon it's Asur, it's not considered Kiddushin at all. And Ruchana says, V'yos, that's 100% true, because Ilu Chitim Kurtavanias B'Midbar, Dilma Tavan Inon B'Mayada Klom, let's say a person had this type of wild desert wheat, which does not become Chametz very good. You can't really grind it and make it into good bread or pastries. It only becomes Chametz Midrabanon. Is it considered good in the Mayed on Pesach? Of course not. In other words, even though on Pesach it's only Chametz Midrabanon, it's still Chametz and it's Asur. So to over here, even though according to Rav Meir, Chametz after the sixth hour Erev Pesach is only Asur Midrabanon, it's still considered Chametz in as much as it has no value and you're not able to be Mekadesh a woman with it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Chametz on Erev Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.